First of all, Southwest Conference meet, third place overall, had a couple of medalists. Not too bad of a day for the girls, was it?
No. I know that they were deep down a little disappointed in their performance yesterday, but, you know, I mean, that by still having three girls that medaled, it just goes to show it was just, I mean, a little bit of a difficult course, but we got some good exposure yesterday.
Capri, Haley, and Paige all picked up medals. I think medal the top 15, if I'm not mistaken. So, hey, more medals, the better. It's always fun to bring some medals home, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. We were just kind of outside of that runner-up position, which would have brought us home a nice little plaque. But, you know, the girls are going to keep working away, and hopefully we got out our higher numbers this week as opposed to next. So,
boy, the battling the Mendens and teams like that, you're seeing those teams pretty much every meet you go to, aren't you?
Oh, we are, and, you know, they are very nice girls, but I am not sad we will not be running into them any longer.
I bet so. They're really good. They'll contend in Class C, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm sure they will. They have a pair of sisters that it's a bad day if they don't shoot par, so.
Did you have a chance to send some girls over to Highline?
We did, yes. We sent the rest of our JV squad, and all of the girls finished yesterday, which was great. A lot of them had not played 18 holes before, so, you know, that's always a great deal to get them out there and play a full 18, because, you know, that second nine just adds a whole extra level of endurance and everything that they have to do to get through. So our best score we had of the day yesterday was a 113, and that was from Ellie Siegfried, which got her 11th place. So we were very proud to send her and the rest of the girls.
Now, before that, the Holdridge invite, got to go back to that one. Paige Broomfield really came out with one of her best meets, if not her best meet of the fall season.
Yes, nope, that was a personal best for Paige. She shot a 90 last Thursday at Holdridge, and you know, that was a well-earned 90 that she did. We didn't battle the weather like we had been battling up at Ogallala earlier that week, but we battled the bugs. That was, you know, I mean, you wouldn't think that comes into play, but oh my gosh, these poor girls watching them. I was struggling just watching in the cart, but those little black bugs that were all over, I don't even know what they call them, but you could barely get a swing in without having to, you know, pull them off your face. Or so she worked hard for that 90.
You're taking off, you said, to York on Sunday. I take it getting a practice round in first before play on Monday?
Yep. We're going to go check out the course on Sunday, hopefully hit a few balls around, find some troubled areas. So we might run into issues, but it's been a while since I've been at the York course, but I played it back when I was in high school, and I remember there being a lot of trees, a handful of hazards in the middle there with a little bit of water. So we've got some stuff we can work out on Sunday, and hopefully praying for a good day on Monday.
Top three teams qualify for the state meet. I see in that B1, you've got Omaha Deschene, Bennington, York, Gehring, McCook Alliance, Lexington. So the teams I mentioned are the first, especially Omaha Deschene and Bennington, and York, even York on their home course as well, going to be tough to beat, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We it's not going to be an easy fight to get to state this year. You know, having Omaha Deschene in our group, they've won state, I want to say, like the last 6 or 7 years. So, and I don't feel like they have been had much of a contest. So, you know, they're probably going to put in some low scores, but our girls, I know they can do it. It's a matter of getting through that mental health of the golf game, and I think that we can bring out some low numbers too.
I take it York, kind of unfamiliar course. I'm trying to think if over the past couple of years, I don't think these girls, as far as like fall season, have been a York invite. Maybe I'm mistaken on that, but maybe a new course for some of these girls, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. It'll be a new course for a lot of them. I know some of the girls have had a chance to sneak down there quick to check it out, but that's kind of the tricky part. And I guess, you know, I'm not far enough along in this to know why they release Class A district location so much earlier than Class B, but we, you know, we only get a 2-week head notice on where we're headed, so we didn't get a chance to get out to York yet, and we'll see how it goes when we show up.